How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hello. Welcome back to Babescast. What's going on, guys? Very excited to go out of town. A little nervous about the flight. I would be a complete liar if I didn't say that was the case. Not a big flyer. So once I get there, I'm going to be super excited. But right now, I'm just looking forward to getting that part over with and probably drinking a lot on the airplane so I pass out. True confession right there. I probably should have mentioned before that I'm going to Ireland and England for a week. So no new episode the following week. But I'm so excited for you guys to hear this one because she really just gave me a new perspective on nutrition. And I've been wanting to get her in here for a while. You've probably seen them up in your social media feeds. They partner with so many businesses locally, so you've probably heard of them, but now you get to know what they're all about. Please welcome to Babecast, Sam from Dietitians of Palm Valley. You're a dietitian and a personal trainer, is that correct? Okay. Awesome. And then you have a partner who you do this with. What's her name?
Mindy Black.
Mindy. And is she the same? Does she do the same things as you?
So she's also a dietitian, a personal trainer, but she is the full-time dietitian for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So
she is
out of the stadium. She travels full-time with them. She's on the sideline for every game. So like that is her, I guess you could call it, account that she covers. So she's full-time with them.
So then the Jaguars hired you guys. And
so
then
technically they, Mindy, how it all started about 10 years ago, Mindy owned Mindy Black Nutrition. So it was just Mindy. I was up in Pittsburgh and then New York City at the time, most recently. And then she had this private practice. She was getting contract work with the Jags. So she was like part-time with the Jags, part-time private practice.
So she had that in with him already already before you guys decided to get together.
Yep.
Awesome. That is really interesting. I didn't know that. We're going to talk all about your business and how it started and all that, but I kind of want to get to know you first. So.
Okay.
We're going to talk about just fun little like rapid fire questions. Okay.
Love it.
Okay. Well, where are you from originally? That's not really that exciting.
Yeah.
But
not exciting.
I mean, at least for me.
Yes. So I was born in Missouri, but I was there as like an infant. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I lived most of my life there.
Okay. Nice.
And then most recently, New York City.
Okay. And then you moved here.
We moved here. It'll be 3 years ago in May.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you haven't even been in Jacksonville that long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Did you go to school in New York?
Went in Pittsburgh, or technically Pennsylvania, so went to Penn State.
Okay. Nice. For what?
For nutritional sciences.
Okay.
And then a minor in kinesiology, which is fitness studies.
Okay. So this has been a passion of yours for a while.
Yeah.
And like when you were a kid, what would you say your dream job was?
Oh gosh. As a kid, I always just knew I wanted to help people, but I didn't really know what that meant. Like I thought like nursing, teaching, something along that lines. And I feel like I do a lot of teaching without having to be a quote unquote teacher.
Right.
You're
doing exactly that. As helping people for sure.
Yeah.
Reality TV, are you into anything? What is your like guilty pleasure, I would say?
My husband would kill me for saying this, but definitely The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Like I don't like want to say that I watch that, but it is just so funny.
My boyfriend watches it with me. Are you watching this season?
I am watching this season, and he'll like be like, all right, good night, and like go in the bedroom.
I wish I
didn't, but it's just so funny.
Yeah.
It's so entertaining.
How do you feel about Colton?
He's interesting. He's just like listening to all the women this season about like who not to choose, who to choose. It's
I know.
Just a little...
I can't really tell. I don't hate him. Like I felt like Ari was way worse.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I kind of feel like, I don't know. I can't get a good read on him. I feel like he's always just like nice guy. Like he doesn't like
he's just trying to make
through.
Everyone happy.
Yes, exactly. So that's a little frustrating.
Yeah.
To watch at least. Not to be I'm like not I have nothing to do with it.
Yes,
but we also have a separate podcast talking about The Bachelor, so
that's
just
so
like,
funny. I should tune in.
You should. Or come on and we can talk about it together.
Either way.
What's your favorite cheat meal?
So I don't believe in cheat meals because I eat everything.
Okay.
Like when people say, and we'll talk more about that, I'm sure. But like if I could eat one food for the rest of my life, it would probably be chips and guac or like a chicken quesadilla.
Okay. Ooh.
And tequila. Like all of that.
All that
mixed together.
Biggest pet peeve?
Probably when people are late because I'm so type A, like, if I'm not 15 minutes early, like, I feel like I'm late. So even, like, today I was, like, 2 minutes early and I was, like, felt like I was late. So when people are late, I really struggle with it, but I try to be mindful and know everybody's different. But
yeah, wow. I wish I was like that. I'm so the opposite of that. I'm always late. It's the worst. It's, like, one of my big things that every year for, like, New Year's, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try to be on time this year. And I don't know what it is.
It's hard. I think people are just channeled a certain way. It's not like you do it intentionally, right?
No, and I always feel so guilty about it. I'm, like, the worst, but it's so hard to not do it. I don't know. Biggest fear?
Biggest fear? I hate spiders and bugs. And coming down here to Florida, like, I'm not used to all these reptiles all the time and cockroaches.
Oh, yeah.
Because up north, we don't really have, like, snakes and cockroaches all the time. So that's been definitely
interesting. And, like, lizards. They're just everywhere.
The little geckos. And they just, like, scare you because they're so fast. So that's been
South Florida had so many frogs. Like, I don't really notice a lot moving. I've lived here now for, like, 10 years. But growing up there was a lot of big-ass frogs. And then if your dogs get near them, they could get, like, really sick. So I hate frogs. Yeah. They're not my thing. Do you have a dog, cat?
We have a French bulldog.
Yes. What's the girl,
he's
the boy?
It's a boy. His name is Biggs. He's going on 8 months, so he's quite
he's a
handful.
Baby.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
He's a little cutie.
So you guys got him as a baby?
We got him at 8 weeks old. He was 4 pounds, like, just this little chunk. And he's
Those are the cutest dogs.
He's quite a handful. They're so stubborn, but they just, like, snore and cuddle. And
they're like little pigs.
Yes.
<He's> they so totally cute. Are. What about favorite account to follow on Instagram?
Oh, that's a good one. I would say I have a lot of dietitians that I follow that I recommend to a lot of people that are very intuitive eating based and just all about, like, eating everything in moderation. I would say one of my girlfriends I went to school with, her name is Haley Goodrich. She's a private practice dietitian up north. Her account, it's H Goodrich.
I love to follow those kind of accounts too, especially if there's recipes on there, because I find so many recipes from accounts like that because I'm not, like, a good creative come up with something and just whip it up real quick. Like, that's just not me. Yeah. I need to, like, follow something.
Yeah. In addition to that, I'm also, like, I love comedians on Instagram. Do you follow Trey Kennedy?
No, but
you need to. He's hilarious. So that one, if I'm just, like, looking to laugh, I love that
Trey
one.
Trey Kennedy.
He's, like, almost 2 million followers. He does all just, like, Instagram, like, making fun of, like, moms or dads or white girls or you name it. Like, he has, like, the stereotype of people.
Oh, okay. And he does, like, little bits like that.
It's really funny.
That's funny. Okay, I'll have to check that out. So what other kind of gigs did you have before you guys started this journey? Like, how long has Dietitians of Palm Valley been, like, a thing?
Yeah. So Dietitians of Palm Valley technically started, I guess you could say, as Mindy Black Nutrition.
Right. Okay.
So I co-own the business with Mindy Black, the dietitian for the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. And she was half private practice, like, seeing clients, and then half working for the Jags for a good amount of time. Like I said, I only moved down about 3 years ago. So my husband moved down first, and I was like, you go, do your thing. We were only dating at the time. So I was like, I'm not leaving until I find a job that I really like.
Right.
I, at the time, was up north actually working as a dietitian in the supermarkets.
Oh, okay.
So that's something that Publix has started to implement.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah,
wow.
Over in Tampa, but they haven't really launched it nationwide yet. So I worked for something called ShopRite Supermarkets. It's like the Publix of the Northeast.
Okay.
So I was in the store as a dietitian. Let's say you get diagnosed with diabetes and you walk into the grocery store and you're like, I have no idea what the hell I'm supposed to buy.
Yeah, right.
We were there to provide that service.
That's so great.
And we did cooking classes for kids and adults. We would, like, mic up and do food demos and show you how to use quinoa or, you know, these weird products that people don't know how to use. So I was doing that. Then I was promoted and kind of managing a team of dietitians in the supermarket for my, like, a corporate wellness side. And then again, boyfriend moved down and I was like, all right, I'll look for jobs, but I'm not leaving until I find something I really, truly love.
Right. Smart.
Because I probably would have resented him.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's so smart. I always fully believe, like, don't move for a guy, like, unless you're
and there's no ring on it yet.
Right.
So you're like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
But all the jobs for dietitians in Jacksonville were clinical. It was in a hospital. And nothing to bash clinical dietitians. They are so important and so influential in the hospitals. But I'm not a person that's going to just walk in and, like, hook up a tube feed and walk away. Like, I like to see change and motivation and help people.
Yeah, that's your thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw Mindy's website and I saw she was the JAGS dietitian, the JU dietitian. She was doing private practice. I was like, there's no way this woman is doing all of this alone. Mm-hmm. She was.
And you're like, yo, you need some help.
Yeah. And she had been interviewing, but she just hadn't found anyone that kind of matched her niche. And she had literally just published a book that was like the ultimate grocery store guide. I also worked with athletes at Penn State. I worked with all 31 varsity teams wow. to fuel their athletes. So we just had a lot in common.
Yeah. How convenient for her that you found her and approached
her. I literally
cold
called her and we talked for like 45 minutes and she was like, you need to send me a resume. Like, I know I can give you clients and help you. We had no idea what it was going to look like. So I remember getting off the phone with her and like tearing up, and I like called Luke, my husband, and I was just like, I think I'm moving to Jacksonville. Like, I was like, I think I found my dream job. I'm not sure. And now fast forward 3 years later, we co-own the business together and we have two other dietitians on staff that work with us.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought so there's four of you guys?
Four of us right now. And then we always have like about 2 to 3 interns in flux that help us with like community events and just kind of getting out there. So,
yeah. And you guys are really out there. I've noticed like even, because I go to Orange Theory and I've heard you guys doing something where you like went to Trader Joe's or something.
Yeah,
and I just feel like every day I'm like hearing you guys' name and like some doing something else. So I feel like that's such a good move because then you're getting your name out there more so.
Yeah.
So you guys, what made you feel like that this was like, so you just moved down here and then it all kind of like happened?
Yeah, I had talked to her before and I knew like actually the day before I called her, it's funny how like I feel like God just kind of places things in your lap and is like, go this way. But the day before I called her, she got a full-time offer from the JAGS. She had been part-time prior, so she was at a crossroads of either shut my practice down and just go full-time, mm-hmm. which was her dream, to go full-time with JAGS, or try to figure out someone to take the private clients on. And so that's where I kind of stepped in and I was like, you know, I can not only take over your past clients, but help grow your practice. And
the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So
that's like perfect timing too.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was one of those things that you just feel like, you're like, oh, I don't even have an option here. Like, this is meant to be.
Yeah,
so
for sure. So who are, I mean, besides the Jaguars and some of like, who are you partnering with locally?
Yeah, like I said before, like we work with everyone who has to eat food.
Okay.
It sounds so general.
So it could be like a random person.
Yeah. So okay. We work with like, but I would say like our main business partners, our offices are in, Get Momentum Fit is their Instagram handle, but Momentum Wellness, it's a private personal training gym. So I would say we do work with a lot of fitness centers just because people are already trying to be active and healthy.
Right.
So between Momentum Wellness.
One in the same.
Yeah. Orange Theory, Tighten Up Fitness, Titanium Yoga, Big Fish Yoga, and then just like groups in general of like people wanting like speakers, like really anyone we can work with.
So what kind of services do you guys offer?
So we have a bunch of different services, but I would say our biggest one, our most popular of what people really know us for, is the one-on-one counseling behind closed doors. Everyone has to eat food and everyone's bodies are different. So it's learning what that looks like.
Yes.
We also have, unfortunately, a society that just pushes fads and pills and supplements.
I wanted to ask you about
and
it.
Bullshit, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So our goal when we work with someone is like, your body is not the problem, right? Like our body, we put food into it. It digests, it absorbs, like it knows what to do with it. We don't have to like turn on a switch that tells it what to do.
Right.
So it's learning how to fuel the body, but also enjoy food, right?
Right.
Like food is culture. Look at every holiday in this country.
Right, exactly.
So it's finding that balance for everybody.
I want to get into that. But was there something significant that happened to you that made you realize that this is your passion? And like, did you have like a success story yourself and realize like, was there a change of mind or heart or something that realized like you were doing everything the wrong way at one point in your life?
That's a great question. So if you go on our social media, myself, Lauren, one of our other dietitians, we all kind of post our own stories because I think it's really helpful.
I feel like that's when you know you're the best because you've been through it. You've been there. You know how these people are feeling.
Exactly.
And you can put yourself in their shoes to know like,
exactly.
Hey, I know how you feel.
Yeah. I think of, it's funny because going through it at the time, looking back at like my college years, I had no idea that I was like wrapped up in the diet culture. Like I would go to the gym 5 times a week and just basically do cardio, like no weight training, just like run on an elliptical for like hours, like a hamster.
Yeah.
And then I would, you know, try to eat salad or like just a yogurt. And then like come the weekends, like would be like loving pizza and beer, right? Who doesn't as a college kid? And I'd be like, I don't understand why I can't lose weight. And there was just no balance in my life.
Right.
So looking back at it, like I share my story on social media, I was probably like 40 to 45 pounds heavier at that time.
Okay.
And that was a time I was like chronically dieting. Mm-hmm. Now people are like, what do you do? I'm like, I just eat food and move my body. And again, it's not even all about the weight. It's just being more at a peace of mind and
enjoying. Smart choices, but not to the point where you're like obsessing over it.
Exactly.
I definitely went through that period too in college. I would literally like allow myself to eat chicken and vegetables.
Yeah.
And like run on a treadmill for an hour. And I got to the point where I definitely lost weight, but I like plateaued, you know, because I was just doing the same things over and over again. Also, my body was not meant to be any smaller than it was.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You compare yourself to these girls who are maybe just physically, like, their bones are just smaller and they're just smaller people, like, you know, and I feel like I went through that big phase. And I think as soon as, like, obviously I'm always, like, mentally struggling with it, but I think as soon as I, like, kind of let go and, like, realize that, like, it doesn't have to be, like you said, only on the weekends.
Exactly.
You realize, like, my body kind of just stayed the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Balance, I guess.
Yep.
So you hate the idea of the fads. You hate the idea of keto, whatever.
Yes.
I know. I hate to, like, call people out, but some people swear by that stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, what is it? Everybody does, like, paleo, whatever it is. Like, but that seems so short term.
Yeah.
You know, they do that and they're like, oh, they see results, but then they just go back to normal eating. So that's why, to me, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And that's where, again, I think it comes down to everything is so individualized, because really when people present a diet to me, when they come in and work with us, they say like, oh, you know, okay, I want to do keto or paleo. The questions I'll ask them, one, is it sustainable for the rest of your life? Probably not, right? Two, does it compromise your mental sanity, right? Can you go out with your girlfriends and have a glass of wine? Can you eat a piece of bread without sitting there and like battling yourself in your head?
Right.
That's where we have to really look at the sustainability, because then that brings mental health into it too.
Yeah.
And mental health to me, even as a dietitian and a personal trainer, is more important than physical health, right?
Yeah, totally. So, and they kind of go one and the same.
Yeah.
Once you change.
All together. Yeah.
And like, I think like, I don't know, it also changes with time. Like, I remember like being in high school and like my mom saying like, oh, counting your calories, like that's what she did when she was in college. Like that was like a thing, you know, like, do you believe that in that to some extent, or how do you like, I don't count. I feel like calories doesn't matter as long as you're looking at the ingredients and you know that those are things that your body can.
So everybody has like, it's called a basal metabolic rate, which is literally like if you sat in that chair all day long, didn't move, you have a certain amount of calories that your body needs for your heart, for your lungs, like all of your organs to stay alive. Then if you're more active, like if you go to Orange Theory or going to any of the places you work out at, you're going to need to up your calorie intake because you're asking your body to do more. So yes, don't get me wrong, there is a little bit of the calories in, calories out if we're trying to lose weight or maintain a certain body mass.
Right.
But if we understand portions and ingredientless, right, and mixing our food groups, like that, once we understand that, we don't need to sit there and calculate calories on an app all day long, because that's not realistic.
Well, because I think people become obsessed with it. Like, I know, and speaking from experience, like, I definitely did. Like, I had that app where I would put every single little thing in there, and then I would go work out and try to, like, burn off more than I've eaten. And, you know, that eventually makes your mind, like, you're like obsessing over it when all you just want to do is be living your life.
Yeah. And those apps, like, it might tell you at the end of the day that you have like zero calories left and you might be like physically so hungry. But then we turn off our body's cues and say, well, I can't have anything, so I have to sit here and starve. Or it could be the opposite, where you have 500 calories left at the end of a day and you're like, yes, like I'm going to eat all these, and you might not even be hungry.
Yeah.
So it takes a natural cue of hunger that we're given since birth, right? Think of babies cry when they're hungry.
Right.
And it turns that off because now we're listening to some app instead of what our body's telling
us. And I think there's like things too where so say you have this mentality where you just are like eating really healthy, and then you have one thing that's really bad. You know, say I like, oh, I had, there's a donuts in the break room and I had a donut. And then like for the rest of the day, you're like, well, I already screwed it up. You know what I mean? Like, and then I just feel like there has to be some type of balance. I don't know why we think that way. Like, I've definitely done that before where I'm like, well, I already ate something bad, so I'm just going to continue.
Screw it, right?
Yeah, right?
We posted like an analogy
maybe
the other
that was
day.
You
might have saw it.
It's so true. And that's like, literally like how I used to be.
Yeah. That's the same as we use that analogy. Like, okay, one donut and then like derailing your whole day is the same as like, oh, well, I got one flat tire. Well, screw it. Might as well slash the other three tires.
Right.
When it's like, that makes no sense.
It's so true. But I don't know why we think of it that way. Like, oh, I'll start over again tomorrow.
Yeah,
you punish yourself and you think like, oh, I'm such a horrible person because.
Yeah. Or you hear like falling off the bandwagon. I tell people like, okay, if you're walking down the street and you fall, what do? You get up. right? You keep going versus if you, that's the same mentality of saying, okay, I fell. I'm just going to crawl for the rest of my life. Right. Screw it. And it's just sometimes putting it in that visual, people are like, wow, like, why do I think that way? And a lot of it comes down to the media and how we are driven, our, all of the like experience we have with food, it comes from our parents, from our friends, from the diet culture, from social media. And it just overtakes our brain. And honestly, I say what I do with a lot of people is like rewiring the brain just to look at food as only food and to just really have a platonic relationship with it where you use it as fuel, but also use it for pleasure too. Like I would be lying if I said I don't like enjoy Ben and Jerry's. Like that's just stupid.
I mean, so obviously.
It's finding the balance.
Yeah, for sure. Are you doing workout stuff too or you're just strictly dietitian?
Yeah, I have, like I said, I have that credential, but really I have one couple I personal train in their home, but it's all nutrition. Okay. What we do, it's more so just to be able to talk about how physical activity and nutrition go hand in hand with each other, rather than training clients.
What I know, I guess you're gonna say everything's relative and it depends on the person, but how many days a week do you think people should be working out, or depending on what they're doing? Or
my answer to anyone that asks that question is, what do you love to do? Like, what movement do you go back for more? And it doesn't mean that you have to do that 7 days a week.
Right.
But, you know, okay, do you enjoy strength training? Do you enjoy yoga? Do you enjoy going for a walk? Keep doing that.
Right.
Like, what do you like? Because whenever we do anything, whether it's a diet or a workout, that we're like, we hate it and we're forcing ourselves into it and we just really don't enjoy it, how sustainable is that going to be?
Right. You're just like trying to get it over with.
Yeah. But typically with gyms that we've partner with, I say like strength training 2 to 3 times a week and then getting some cardio in there when you can. But again, if there's viewers, there are listeners out there that aren't working out at all, just get to the gym once a week.
Right.
Go for a walk once a week. It's those little sustainable changes.
And then if it's not, if you're not like dreading it, you'll just keep doing it and maybe up it a day per, you know, every week. So what about supplements? Like I know you mentioned before, I think there's like a lot of, I think social media is like not helping a lot of things. Helping, but also not at the same time.
Absolutely.
You get like ads in your thing about vitamins. I just got a bunch of supplements and it like made my stomach go crazy and I stopped taking them. So I'm like, I'm wondering like, do you believe in them or does it depend on, again, does it depend on the person or?
So usually when we talk about supplements, and I wish I had the visual here to show you, but we think of a pyramid of priorities basically with nutrition. And so the bottom is calories, then macronutrients, then micronutrients, then timing and meal frequency. And then the little top of that pyramid is supplements. And typically in our culture that's flip-flopped where people are just worrying about supplements first, right? And they're not even thinking about like how much energy they're putting in their body. How does that energy break down? What vitamins and minerals? So putting a supplement into our body when we're not getting enough energy, our macronutrients are all messed up, we're not consistent, it's not going to have the benefit that we're looking for.
Right.
So that's where
they're trying to use it as a replacement.
Exactly.
Versus
it can absolutely be used as like, I call it like fine tuning. So that's something like at the end of working with someone, once they know their balance, they have a nice balance and everything's going good, then we can talk about supplements. Another thing to think about is supplements aren't regulated by the FDA. So making sure your supplement is safe.
Right.
So when, you know, working with college and professional athletes, they have to have specific taglines or certifications like NSF or Informed Choice to know that it's third party tested.
Oh, interesting.
Because otherwise it can just have a lot of contamination in there and some unsafe products.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
So that would be one thing I always tell people, make sure you're making like a very informed decision of your supplement. But if you're restricting calories and binging on weekends, no supplement in the world is going to be able to fix
it's not
that.
Gonna, like,
so it's usually a waste of money.
Like, talk things up in their mind. They're like, oh, this will fix everything. This one
I wish.
Pill.
If there was
I
a
know,
magic,
I wish.
Right? If there was a magic pill, I always say once that pill comes out, like I will not have a job anymore. But until then, unfortunately, I will have many clients.
Have you ever dealt with a customer that maybe wasn't happy with not necessarily your services, but maybe just, you know, there's always those people. I always ask this question. I wonder how you deal with it as a business owner. Like, how do you smooth things over if they're just one of those people?
I would say it might not be not happy. It might just be for us when we have those kind of people not ready for change.
Okay.
Not ready to hear the truth about like science-based evidence. When we look at carbs, for example, like we talked a little about keto and paleo.
Yeah.
I'll have people that come in that say like, well, I don't eat carbs. But then we come to find out they're drinking a bottle of wine a night.
Right.
And so it's finding, it's again, it's being able to take responsibility for their habits, because I'm not here to like snap my fingers and change them, but I'm here to point out behaviors that we can change that are going to help their overall health.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel like maybe nervous to even like consider an option like that, because they're like, oh God, they're going to judge like what I
yeah.
do, you know?
But and I'll tell people I love wine.
Yeah.
Like, I would never take your wine away.
I drink a lot.
Yeah. But it's knowing how it affects your body. And again, I think knowledge is power. So trying to empower them with that knowledge. But again, I think I would say the most unhappy things I can think of, like I will have a lot of the people with carbohydrates, is it's just the most conflicting in our culture, because they'll say, well, if I cut carbs, I lose weight. Well, of course, because 1 gram of carb retains 3 to 4 grams of water.
Yeah.
1 gram of protein retains 1 gram of water. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
So you cut your carbs, dehydrate yourself. I can get anyone to lose 10 pounds in a week.
Right.
But that's not our goal, right?
Right.
It's losing fat mass and sustainable long-term health, feeling more confident, more toned, more comfortable in our body, not just seeing some stupid number go down.
Right. And I think that's another thing too. Like, I stopped stepping on the scale a long time ago because honestly, it's like, it just like made me depressed and it made me sad. And I'm like, if my clothes are still fitting the same way, you know, then why do I even care what that says?
Literally doesn't matter. And there's so many things that go into it. Not only, okay, fat mass and lean mass, that's what everybody thinks about, but water, fiber, bowel movement, sodium intake. Like, I've seen my own scale fluctuate 6 pounds in a day.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not fat mass. It's physically impossible.
Right.
So again, how does that affect someone, right? If they step on it, negative correlation with the scale, then they have negative behaviors. Why are we stepping on that scale when we could just focus on positive, sustainable health change?
And the way that you feel and, you know, and also like being a girl, like being a female, like I swear to God, I'm starving right now because I'm getting my period next week. And like,
I should have brought a snack.
I'm so bloated. Like, you know what I mean? Like all those things, like there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, I'm sure there is something you could help with, but sometimes you have those cravings and it's like so hard to... I feel like you can't like totally restrict yourself or you'll just go crazy.
No. And honestly, a lot of times when people come to us, they're surprised by how much we tell them to eat because they've been doing like a 1200 calorie diet somewhere out there. Someone magically thought that 1200 calories.
I know. I've heard that before too.
So typically it's 1200 is the lowest amount of calories that our body can fuel off of for the organs. So back to that basal metabolic rate as a woman. So like your brain, your bones, your organ, like all these things that your body needs, about 1200 calories. That's also the nutritional needs for a 2-year-old. So I love to point out because people are running around doing Orange Theory and burning 600 calories and trying to eat 1200 calories. And that's where their metabolism is going to slow and they're going to do more harm than good.
Yes.
So yeah, the culture that we live in, it's scary. Like I just hope like with doing stuff like this in the media, the more and more people we can reach, the more and more people can hear this message and get off that diet roller coaster.
Yeah. It's so yours. You guys are more about like changing lifestyles.
Absolutely.
And guiding them in the right direction versus telling them what they can't do.
Exactly.
So how about advice for somebody who literally is like at the end of their, you know, they just like don't know what to do. They're really trying to turn their life around and health-wise, like what would be your first or your advice for like a first step? Obviously come speak to you,
of course.
You know, also it definitely helps having somebody else tell you versus everybody around you. Like sometimes people are like, don't want to listen to the people closest to them.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Oh yeah.
To
I have a lot of husbands and wives
that are
like, just deal with them. And I'm like,
you know
I got
what I mean?
You.
Yeah. And I know I'm not like trying to be a hypocrite. I'm definitely like that. Like my boyfriend will tell me a million times and then I'll hear it from someone else and be like, well, they said that. And he's like, I've been telling you this that whole time.
Yep. Oh yeah. I can feel that.
So
I think definitely seeking a professional, whether it's us or anyone, really just finding a dietitian or sometimes it's a therapist related to food can be helpful to be able to see what goals are needed for you. In addition to one-on-one counseling, we also do online courses. So if you're not able to come in physically, we have like 6-week courses. We have one called Fresh Reset that talks about like ditching the diet mindset and going through like sustainable practice of like a video and weekly content each week to kind of work through that.
Oh, that's so cool.
So because we've gotten to a point where our schedules are getting full, which is great. We have a wait list already, but figuring out how can we reach more people and be able to spread our message. So the online courses is something we have. But if we're looking at actual physical, like tangible advice, the things I hear myself say on repeat, drink half your body weight in ounces of water per day, which mm-hmm. a lot of people are not doing.
It's hard.
Which is really hard. But once you get there, it's like you'll notice how much your body hates being dehydrated.
Then you have to compensate with, like, say, coffee or whatever, mm-hmm. right? You have to drink even more.
A little more, okay. Yeah. And then the biggest one from a food standpoint, to regulate the metabolism, try to eat something every 3 to 4 hours. Because the longer we go without eating, the higher risk we are at being hangry. And when we are hangry, we are not usually reaching for, like, a salad with grilled chicken and fruit. We're like, give me the freaking pizza yeah. or sub. Or because you're trying to get your blood sugar up, which yeah. is normal.
You're, like, starving. You want anything you can find immediately.
Exactly. Exactly. So the more that we frequently fuel our body, the less that will occur. I always use analogies if I haven't done enough today, but the phone, everybody has a smartphone. So think about if you tried to have your phone run off of like 5 to 10% energy all day long, it wouldn't work very well, right? It would probably right. die. And then at the end of the night, if you just charge it to 100% and then go to bed, what good is that going to do?
Right.
So a lot of people are running around trying to fuel their body or run their body off like 5 to 10%, like trying to quote unquote be good, but to them, that's really restricting. And then they binge at night and they're like, I have no self-control. Well, we really just didn't get enough energy in during
the day. I know. I'm totally guilty of that. That reminds me of...
Nobody's perfect. Yeah. I would be lying if I said I don't do that sometimes. But right. again, being able to identify it.
So what about intermittent fasting? I forgot to ask you about that. I feel like that's a thing that people are trying to do now. Yeah. Like, do you believe in that?
I think it goes back to what I said before. One, is it sustainable for the rest of your life? Two, does it compromise your mental sanity? Like, I just personally know when I go out with my girlfriends, I don't want to be sitting there not eating because it's not my time to eat.
Right.
Like, that's just stupid.
Does it mess with your metabolism, though? Like you said, every 3 hours.
Yes. Yeah. So metabolism, there's so many studies out there that show the more frequent we're eating, right. the more our body's able to use that food as fuel and metabolize it. So, yes. Now, again, there's that's the thing with nutrition is it's not just black and white.
I know.
It's a gray area.
It's hard to ask.
So there's actually more studies for males with positive results than females. There's actually a lot of studies coming out now with females that intermittent fasting is increasing their insulin resistance, which is not a good thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's knowing that not only are everybody's body different, but like male versus female react differently to things too.
Interesting.
But I do have some people that I know that it works wonderful for, and that's great, but I just enjoy eating too much, and that's why I'm yeah. in this field.
I've done it for a little while, but also like blindly. Like I didn't know why I was doing it. I was like, everybody says that it works, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, and now I'm like, why did I do that? Because I can't do that forever. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Can't wait till noon
to eat.
You
need fuel. Yes. Like, your body is
my whole
running
work
up
day.
Zero. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Do you have any, I know you probably do, have any success stories that stand out in your mind of people who have came to you guys and, you know, totally turned everything around?
Yeah. We have a whole page or a whole tab on our website that says success stories okay. that you can go there with videos and stories. But one of my women that she just wrote one of our success stories. What I love about success stories is they surprise themselves that almost like their goals change throughout. So like I have a plethora of women I work with, but that they'll come in wanting weight loss and it's all about the number mm-hmm. right at first
right.
but then kind of how things we've talked about today, it changes and it's just like they want more positive health right. and the weight and their body composition changes throughout that process, but also their mindset, where like I have a woman that came in, she told me day one that she thought she was going to quote unquote win the consult and like tell me everything that she already knew, and she had been logging on MyFitnessPal for 8 years religiously.
Whoa.
8 years. And her like success, yes, she lost weight, her cholesterol went down, her A1C went down, all these numbers went down, but she doesn't log anymore. And to me, like, that is success. Like, she's like, I have so much more mental bandwidth to like worry about real shit other than just like logging in an app.
Oh my God, I love
and so
that.
To me, like, that is success, not just seeing a scale change or fitting into a pair of jeans that you haven't fit into in years, but getting more mental clarity and just like enjoying life more and not hyper focusing on food.
What would be your advice for somebody who maybe wants to start their own thing, mm-hmm. kind of like how you guys did?
I think just like if you have an idea, look around. Like, is anyone else doing it? Run with it. There's definitely other private practices in Jacksonville of dietitians, but you know, our goal is to partner with as many people as possible and mm-hmm. to really niche down and work with the woman who has hit diet rock bottom that doesn't know what to do next.
Yeah.
So find your niche and run with it. That's
yeah.
something that it's easy in business when you start out that you want to take every single person on as a client, but not that you don't want to, but
right.
find the clients that are perfect for you or find what works for you. So, you know, we found our niche and there's so many people out there that we can help, but niching down has been the best for us to know.
Staying true to like what you guys do.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't take someone on that wants to, not that we don't want to help people going keto,
right,
but that's not what we preach. Right. So I'm not going to take on like 50 clients that want to go keto when that's not truly
that's not
what I believe.
Do. Yeah. Just for the money. It's really exactly. more staying to you guys. Okay. Where can everybody find out more detail? I know you have an awesome website that has, like you said, your success stories on there and I guess
the online courses,
the
too,
online yeah. courses, which are really interesting. I kind of want to look into those. Yeah. And then social media, I guess you guys are everywhere,
yep.
right?
So everything, dietitiansofpalmvalley.com. I know Dietitians of Palm Valley is a very long handle, but that's
no,
our
it
Instagram
sounds very official,
as well.
I like it.
yeah, we have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and then everything is hooked up through our website. So if you go to dietitiansofpalmvalley.com, you'll be able to find
Perfect.
Everything.
And they can like schedule...
Yep,
something on there.
Everything, all of our scheduling is done online. So
Did
you'll
you
just go to our
or something.
Yep, go to our contact page. It'll say click here to book an appointment, and then it hooks up to our calendar, so you can just schedule right online.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.